T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
During a national emergency like the COVID-19 pandemic, people start hoarding things like food, water, and as we've seen, even toilet paper. Now, fueled by misconception, this is also extended over into cash on hand. And joining me now to clear up some of those misconceptions is Jennifer Binkley, President and CEO of Altura Credit Union in Riverside. So thank you very much for joining me today, Jennifer. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Now, we've been hearing a lot of misinformation about people stockpiling cash. Is there a need to stockpile cash during the COVID-19 pandemic?
No, there is not. I think that's one of the some of the concerning trends that we've seen is people taking out large sums of cash. And if you don't have a way to protect that in your home, you're opening yourself up to criminals or people that may take advantage of you. So we would suggest that if people want to keep small portions of cash, and that makes them feel comfortable, that's great. But credit unions and banks are both insured by the federal government. We're all performing financially strong and soundly during this time, so there's not a need to panic and go take out large sums of cash.
And how much money are those accounts assured up to?
Up to $250,000.
Okay, and what should you do if you want to contact your bank or credit union? How can you go about doing that?
So I can't speak for every bank or credit union, but I can give sort of general information. I know everyone's phone lines are open. Everyone's responding digitally. Different banks or credit unions have different policies based on lobby hours. For us, a lot of our members are first responders and are grocery workers and are needing normal access to their funds. So we have remained open with limited lobby traffic, meaning that we're allowing in anywhere from 6 to 10 members at a time into the branch locations. And we have the floor marked to maintain social distancing of 6 feet. And we're assisting members as they need to be assisted. We have seen that some of our branch traffic has reduced over the past week. So we may be reducing hours, but we will continue to remain open for our members' needs and always open on the digital channel and through the telephone call center.
Great. So people can still come down to Altura Credit Union and get cash if they wanted to.
Yes, we are an essential business.
What about our data? Should we be taking any extra steps to protect our data during this time?
I think that's really smart. One of the initial trends we're seeing is that there's more phishing attempts going out in general of people trying to take advantage of people during this time. So from a cybersecurity standpoint, definitely maintaining if you don't know the sender, to not be clicking on links and not be responding. We've already seen that members have been receiving where people will be offering resources or medication or these too good to be true sort of emails. And once again, if you don't know the person, don't respond and don't click on any links. Probably more surprising what we've started hearing about, we haven't had any of our members impacted though, is even physical security where people are coming up to the door and saying they're healthcare workers or they're sent by the county and no one is being sent to people's homes. So don't answer your door to those people if you feel threatened, you know, contact the police. But just really maintaining diligence and not taking advantage of any offers from people you don't know. Even charities right now, we've already seen that some people are posing as charities for those impacted by COVID-19, and some of those are scams as well. So if you don't know the charity, if it's not local, we're suggesting that you're not giving money to those either.
Okay, now what are credit unions doing to help some of these people that are financially hit hard during the COVID-19 pandemic? Are they doing anything like offering low-interest loans?
I would say we're doing everything we can. So originally, as soon as we were seeing that employment was being impacted back in the beginning of March and people's hours are being cut, especially in the service industries, we offered a skip a pay program with no fees. So as long as members are contacting us, they can do that online. They can do that via the call center. We're suggesting those channels rather than going into a branch. So you don't have to be exposed if you don't want to. There's a form members fill out, and for no fee, we'll allow them to skip their loan payment for 2 months. And if this continues, we'll be reviewing that program. We do have forbearances and deferrals and loan modification programs. The one thing I want to stress that if someone is in financial difficulty, that they contact us or their financial institution as soon as possible. Because if we're able to talk to people, we're able to work out options. But people aren't calling us. There's not much that we can do. And we are also offering a low-interest microloan that will be coming up on our website within the next 2 days that people can apply from online.
Okay, now what about businesses suffering financially? Is that any different than regular homeowners?
No, there's programs available for businesses as well. So we tend, Altura tends to be more of a consumer-based institution, but for our business customers as well, once again, we can work with people on a case-by-case basis. We just need them to contact us as soon as they can.
Okay, are there any other ways that Altura Credit Union is helping people in need during this pandemic?
So as a community-based credit union, our focus is always on the local community. When the pandemic first became that it was becoming more of an issue here in our county and in the United States, our first action was to preserve our workforce and to go to alternating remote workforce so we could protect our employees while still being able to provide service in case someone, you know, was infected, that the whole organization wouldn't be shut down. So we switched to that pretty early on in the beginning of March. But then our immediate next focus that came out the following week was how could we help the local community. So we've done a couple from our grocery store partners, and we're a credit union that focuses on healthcare as well, and the military and municipalities and education. So we've had lunches out to our main hospital partners. For elderly members that don't maybe have someone that can assist them or are worried about anything, that are talking to our local branch employees or our call center employees, we have a team of people, what we call Altura Cares, and they've been going out and taking supplies and helping on a case-by-case basis while not coming in contact.
Right, exactly. Now, is it, if someone wants to open an account, is it still possible to open an account even though everybody is receiving the stay-at-home order?
Yeah, so our online, our website and online banking portal, you can open an account, you can transfer, you can make payments, you can apply for loans, you can do everything online you can do in a branch. Sometimes people really like to come into a branch and see someone, but during this time, if there's any way we can assist, I encourage people to go to our website, which is www.alturacu.com, and you can do everything online as well.
Okay, and as we start to wrap things up, as you said earlier, our cash, our money is safe in the credit unions and the banks. There's no need to go and pull out a bunch of cash.
Correct. I think that's probably the biggest misconception is, or not really, I think most people know that, but we have seen some people panicking. And I think in any situation, and especially in this situation, it's so important that people stay calm and don't panic because it affects your physical and mental health. But the worst kind of pressure is that financial pressure. And so what I want to just really convey as much as I can is that we're here to help. We have programs available. If you're not impacted directly, but you fear that you will be impacted, we have loans and we have skip a page you can take advantage of. If you are being impacted either by unemployment or because personally you've been infected or a family member has and you're being quarantined, is to contact us as soon as possible so we can begin working out modifications for you and things to help you during this time.
Okay, Jennifer Binkley, President and CEO of Altura Credit Union in Riverside, and we've been clearing up some of the misconceptions that people have about hoarding cash. There's no need to hoard cash or take out large sums of money because your money is safe in the credit unions and the banks. Thanks once again for joining me today, Jennifer. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Stephen. It's been great.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.